This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Been talking a lot about the national economy. Guy, recently the green folks are fighting against wind power.
Yeah, this is one of the unfortunate realities of trying to do anything right now in the United States. The chairman of Vestas, one of the big European energy wind power companies, said that America is the most painful part of our global portfolio.
Wow.
And, yeah, not where you want to be. So here's what's happening. If you imagine a map of the United States, if you look at the New England coast and the western coast, you know, California, Oregon, Washington, those are the best areas for wind power. You know, we wish it was the Gulf of Mexico. It's not, because the wind doesn't blow as much as it does there. But northeast, northwest are perfect for wind power. Southwest, that middle area, California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, perfect for solar power. And if an engineer were designing the green transition, they would put all the wind power in the northeast and the northwest, all the solar in the that southwest corner and South Florida, and then an interconnected grid. The problem is we have environmentalists that are suing green power companies to stop green energy. And Oregon is probably the picture and the worst picture of this. There was supposed to be an auction of offshore sites in Oregon. It was canceled. Canceled at the government's request because the bidders withdrew. There were so many objections and so many groups had threatened to sue. Literally, they said, we're going to paper you with lawsuits, that they just threw in the towel and said, okay, we're just not going to do it. We're going to defer the auction. We'll gather more info and come back to it at a later date.
So obviously, federal government's subsidizing a lot of this stuff. We've heard about these leases both on the East Coast as well. Recently, I've heard that they've run into issues, cost overruns, a lot of that by supply chain costs as well as our inflation rate here, driving the cost of goods up, and what they thought they could develop these wind fields for is X plus. So where does this leave the industry now here in this country?
Well, there are a number of challenges, and I think one of them is, in the initial blush of enthusiasm, some energy companies made fixed price bids and said, okay, we'll sell power at this price. Now, they were looking at the European wind farms and thinking that they could develop them as quickly as the Europeans did. They didn't realize that it is very hard to build anything in the U.S. right now. We just create a lot of delays. And so time went on. COVID occurred. Supplies went up. Supply chains broke down for a while. When the supply chains reopened, the prices were higher for everything. So all of the turbine blades, all the equipment, all the installation was higher. And you had a number of companies walk away from their deals in New England, including writing off $3 to $4 billion of investment, saying, we just don't want to do it right now. It doesn't make sense. The challenge for the U.S. is in New England, where we have a couple of wind farms that are up and running, you had a problem with a turbine blade falling off. So that caused a halt in production from that field until they could investigate it. And in the meantime, you had a plethora of groups rise up to protest wind farms. You have ACK for Wales, Stop the High-Risk Power Cable, Green Ocean, defund Brighton Beach, or defend Brighton Beach, rather, and save Long Beach. All of these groups have filed suits. All of them are fighting wind power on different environmental issues, some about whales, some about scallops, some about power lines. The challenge, and Newell, you can imagine if you're a developer, you don't know how long a lawsuit will last. Once you get involved in that, it could take years. And so you can't make an economic projection of, okay, if I start investing, if I do the design and installation, I'll be able to open in a year, 18 months, because the lawsuits throw uncertainty into the mix. And that's really put a stop on a lot of the momentum that we had in wind power. And, you know, wind power can make sense, but it doesn't make sense with the lawsuits. It doesn't make sense without an interconnected grid. And it certainly doesn't make sense without certainty of permitting, that you can get your permits and get it built in a reasonable period of time. And so the federal government had attempted to subsidize some of these, but there's not enough money to throw at the projects to deal with the uncertainty. And so we're in a real tough situation where the government wants to do something, but it's not taking the steps that are necessary to make it happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in the end, what these European companies are saying, that the difficulty of the regulatory side of this is really causing them significant concern. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And they're saying, look, we've been doing wind power for 30 years. We know how to do it. We can make it work. But you have to give us certainty. And people forget Joe Manchin, who's retiring now from the U.S. Senate, was a Democratic senator. He said, we've got to reform permitting in the United States. We have to have a short window to file lawsuits. We have to have a short window to have decision making, so that people can know if you propose a project, it will get built. And unfortunately, what we're doing is, because we're concerned about the environment, we're preventing things that would cause environmental improvement from occurring, and we're making them much more expensive. So it's a real unfortunate situation. We call it the green versus green, the green nihilist fighting the green rationalist. And the government has not stepped up with a permitting reform bill. And that was something, once again, Joe Manchin really wanted and didn't get done. But it's something Congress is going to have to do if they want to expand wind power. They're going to have a streamlined permitting, short review period. I mean, after all, the Europeans have been doing wind energy for 30 years. We know what the environmental consequences are. We don't need to do another decade of studies. If this is something we want to build, you have to let people build them. If it's something we don't want to build, let's quit pretending and move on to other things.
So we obviously have these warring or rival political factions then, and even an administration like the Biden-Harris administration, who allegedly these factions are on their side, have not been able to pull them together to overcome these regulatory hurdles that we've put in place through multiple administrations, right?
Yeah, and it's one reason the Journal of Science studied all of the environmental programs around the world, 1,500 different programs, and found that only 32 of them actually reduced emissions. It's like, we ought to, as a country, step back and say, if this is our objective, let's do the things that work. Let's quit doing the things that don't work. Let's not subsidize things. When President Obama was in office, they did a big study, had a future Nobel Prize winner lead it to see how effective subsidies were in moving the needle on green energy. And the result was not very. And so when they saw that, They buried the report and just ignored it, and we came up with more subsidies, which are really not the effective way to solve this problem. If you want to solve the problem, subsidizing, you know, certain industries and certain groups is not the way to go about it. And, you know, the scientific studies have confirmed it. The administration's own study confirmed it. But it's hard not to do it because you have an awful lot of political supporters and donors that are very fond of being subsidized.
Yeah, it's just, you find it odd that with all of that, as you point out, the subsidies that are given and everything else, that it gets them to a point, but they really still can't get to the finish line. And that's what they're complaining about. And, time kills all deals, right?
Oh, it absolutely does. My friend Don Randon gave me a clock with no hands on it, and the slogan is time kills deals. And yeah. The environmental groups know that. They even said in one of their press releases, we're going to pepper them with lawsuits and kill the projects with delay. So until you deal with that, you're not going to solve the problem. And, you know, I hate to see the U.S. identifying a problem and then not effectively moving to solve it.
Yeah. Frustrating at best. All right. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We've got to get to a break. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.